Friday, March 10th. Main thing today was IT&T follow-up. First thing this morning, President was concerned that we hit something on the fact of they're taking indirect testimony, that we should, either a committee member or the minority counsel, should bring up the point of really killing the witness on testimony that's not direct, because it's not admissible, especially when it's fourth removed, as was the charge that the president was involved in this. He feels we should really attack it, and thinks maybe now we have to blast the press in order to get some attention. Later in the day, the president had talked with Connolly, and they both feel absolutely that Agnew should not attack, as Kleindienst, or at least Mardian, recommended should be done. He did suggest we call Jack Anderson's secretary, put her under oath, and get the point of whether she knows Dita Beard, build up the hearsay thing and all. He Colson later in the day got all excited because when Hume was asked for the notes again this morning, Cook pressed him hard, and Hume said he had already given them to Kennedy. So now Cook's going to call for an end to the hearings and go to executive session, charging the committees being used. Goldwater's going before the cameras, Dole sitting at his press conference, as well as attacking the AT&T deal. And Colson and Ehrlichman also worked out the thought of Kleindienst having a press conference and hitting the whole thing hard. That was debated on and off during the day, and finally decided not to do it. We did get one break when Dita Beard cut loose with a start at her testimony, and they've sent the guys out to talk to her. The theory Colson has now is that we can get Dita Beard to disavow the memorandum, which would shoot down the whole case, really. But what she did today was just a statement by her lawyer where she did shoot down the point that there was any connection between the antitrust settlement and the convention contribution, but she left the memorandum on the record without disavowing it. As of now, the thing stands that way, and we're still trying to figure out how to turn it around to our benefit somehow. President got into the gridiron question today, wanting to be sure that Agnew is set to do it so that he doesn't have to go. Also, he had told Beebe not to go. Now he thinks he should go and told me to call him because they're going to rib Beebe, and President thinks he ought to be there for it. End of March 10th.